unconditional charity. A wise, wealthy person knows that happiness is to be shared, and that people should give back to society because that is how they earn their riches. If you help those in need, they are grateful for your charity, and that is a great feeling. If you are selfish and stingy, will money earn you others' respect? Not necessarily. This reminds me of a generous man in my hometown in the 1920s. His family was exceptionally wealthy, and even though no one in the family held a high-ranking position in government, the man was still responsive to the town's needs. Nothing in the region was too difficult for him to resolve. The most admirable of his good deeds was to store the crops he collected from land rental. During the winter, or in times of famine, he would distribute the reserves to the poor unconditionally. During one of the civil wars, the northern warlords came to my hometown, plundering everything in their path. The wealthy family had taken refuge out of town, but in their absence, everyone from nearby villages went to the family's estate and gathered around it to protect the family's property. The house was surrounded by crowds of villagers. When the soldiers approached, the villagers knelt down and pleaded, "Please, don't destroy this house. Doing so would be like killing us all. Our lives depend on it." The Northern Army pillaged everything wherever they went, but in the end did not plunder that house. When the war ended, the generous man and his family returned and found their family home unscathed. People who are kind and generous will be rewarded well in their present life, as well as being reborn in the heavens in the future. Had this family been misers or even loan sharks, the soldiers would have pillaged their estate and left them penniless. As you can see, compassion and generosity yield great rewards.